So I want to share a tremendous Torah that I learned about 20 years ago from my Rebbe, Rav Mendel Blachman Shlita. I owe so much of who I am to Rav Blachman. So Rav Blachman taught us when I was learning in Keren B'Yavne a very beautiful idea on these parashios, Matos Masek. If you look in the Ramban, and the Vilna Gaon as well, and others, you understand that there's a very big difference between the first four books of the Torah, Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, Bemidbar, and Sefer Devarim. In a certain sense, the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shalom himself ends at the end of Bamidbar, this week for us, Matos Masek. And Sefer Devarim, in a certain sense, is Moshe's Torah. Now, we can't, Chas v'Shalom, don't think for a moment that every word in Sefer Devarim is not Kodesh Kedoshim on the same level as the first four books of the Torah. It 100% is. And every mitzvah in there is a deraisa from Hashem, and it's Kodesh Kedoshim. However, there is a little bit of a difference in the Svarim. Just look at the language if you read through Devarim compared to the first four books of the Torah. First four books of the Torah, Moshe was always saying, writes in a way, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. In third person, Hashem spoke to Moshe. You find throughout Sefer Devarim, Vaydaber Hashem Elai, in first person, Hashem spoke to me. It's Moshe himself speaking. The way the Vilna Gaon explains it is the first four books of the Torah, of course, Moshe gave over to us, but it was literally God speaking, Mipi Grono Shel Moshe. God was using the throat of Moshe to speak. It was like every word in the first four books of the Torah are God's words. He just used Moshe's body to speak to Bnei Israel. That's the way the Vilna Gaon explains. It's lahavdil, how we imagine like a dibuk, right? We've all heard of dibukim, a dibuk where this spiritual being takes over a person, and the person's not speaking; it's the being within speaking. And there were true stories of dibukim. So that's a little bit like the first four books of the Torah. The Eibishter, the Rabbeinu Shalom, literally speaking using Moshe's voice. The fifth book is all Ruach HaKodesh. It's all Nevuah. It's all prophecy from Hashem on a much higher level than any of the Nevi'im. Baspa, Klaria Meira, clear and present, every word what he's supposed to tell us. But Moshe chose what words and how to say it to us. And therefore it's on a little bit of a different level than the first four books of the Torah. With that introduction, we understand that really the Sefer of Hashem ends this Shabbos. Right? Because this is the end of Bamidbar. And then Moshe's Torah starts Devarim. So this is the end of the magnum opus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is the end of the guidelines of life of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we'd imagine, if you have a phenomenal author, and any phenomenal author doesn't compare to the Eibishter who's perfect in every way, if they're working on a tremendous work, you're going to want to end with a bang. You're going to end with something exciting and incredible and something that the reader, the learner, is going to keep with them always, right? And what do we find? The very end of all of Torah Hashem in this way, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, you know what we find? A repetition of and a discussion of Benos Slavchad. Benos Slavchad. That's the end of Bamidbar. You all know the storyline of the daughters of Slavchad. They came to Moshe, and at first they weren't supposed to necessarily have property in Eretz Yisrael, and then really created this halacha that in their situation, when they're no brothers, they should have property in Eretz Yisrael, right? You all know the storyline. Benos Slavchad. That's the end of the Torah. I think, talk about Shabbos Kodesh again, maybe something on Emunah, something big. Benos Slavchad. Really? Great ending, God. Awesome. That's the lingering taste of your Torah. Benos Lavchad. So my Rebbe explained such a beautiful idea. Never forget this, Chavra. I never did. And I learned this before any of you were born. And he said so beautifully, he said, you go through the Torah, and sometimes, hopefully not us in this room, but sometimes you finish through the Torah, and a person can say, oh man, this is all like so difficult. So many rules, so many regulations. I feel shackled by the Torah. God's telling me every moment of my life, like who I need to be, what I have to do. It's too much. It's all like, I'm just mamish, a slave to God. I mean, we are supposed to be avodim, this truth to that, but in a way that's disheartening. And I feel like I have no, and also there's this feeling one can have that I have no sense of individuality, and there's no level of creativity, and it's all just this ultimate observance of whatever God tells me to do at that moment and that day. So after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes the Torah, you know what he leaves us with? The parasha of Bnos Slavchad. What was Bnos Slavchad? Bnos Slavchad, there was no initial halacha. Bnos Slavchad were these women, Nashim Tzikanis, who had this tremendous passion for Eretz Yisrael, passion for land in Eretz Yisrael. And through their passion and excitement and their push, they created a new halacha. It was their creativity in a certain sense that brought about this entire parasha. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends. As if to tell us, of course there are guidelines, and of course you have to fit within the confines of the Torah itself. But then within that, there's so much room for individuality and creativity. Look at this! There's a whole parasha which is based upon it. And we have to believe in that, and we have to remember that, and not lose our individuality and creativity within the bounds of halacha and Torah. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu created 12 Shvatim, all with individual jobs and ideas and character traits. There's not one way. There's a multitude of ways. Again, with the foundation of Torah and mitzvos, but then be yourself. And where are you going to place more focus? Where are your kochos? Where are your abilities? And that's why as well, towards the end of the Torah in Parshas Matos, right there, which we're going to read together this week here in Chutzlof Matos Amasai, is the Parsha of Nedarim. Nedarim are vows, are promises. Are you creating a new obligation? You creating another way of serving God, perhaps? Again, it's our creativity, our passion. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that from us. He wants us, yes, because those mitzvahs are there because He knows they're best for us, to perfect us, to purify us, to bring out the best from us. But still also be yourself. And also be creative. And also be passionate. And also, just find yourself within Torah mitzvahs. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends His magnum opus. That's how He ends Kol HaTorah Kula, reminding us of that. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zoicha, Bez Hashem is Baruch, to live a life of Torah, but to live my life of Torah. B'simcha u'bracha. And Mirtz Hashem, then each and every one of us will always be B'simcha within that connection to Torah. Bez Hashem is Baruch. We should have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, beautiful night. We'll continue next week.